From The Echo Maker by Richard Powers. 4 days later, at 2 in the morning, the phone tore Daniel and Karen out of a deep sleep. Naked, Daniel stumbled to the phone. He mumbled incoherently into the receiver, or the incoherence was Karen's, listening from the bed. Daniel stumbled back to her, bewildered. "It's your brother. He wants to talk to you." Karen squeezed her eyes and shook herself. "He called here? He talked to you?" Daniel scrambled back under the covers. He turned the heat off at night, and now his naked body was going hypothermic. "We saw each other. We talked to each other a little while ago." Karen grappled with the lucid nightmare.
"When?"
"It doesn't matter. A few days back." He flicked his fingers. The ticking clock, the waiting phone, the story too long.
"He wants to talk to you." "Doesn't matter?"
She tore the gray army surplus blanket off the bed.
"It's true, isn't it? You loved him. I mean, love. He was the only reason you... I was never anything more than..."
She wrapped the wool blanket around her shoulders and turned her back on him, fumbling for the phone in the dark.
"Mark, are you all right?
I know what happened to me during the operation."
"Tell me."
Still drugged with sleep.
"I died. I passed away on the operating table, and none of the doctors noticed."
Her voice came out of her, thin, pleading.
"Mark?"
"It clarifies a bunch of stuff that made no sense. Why everything has seemed so far. I resisted the idea because, well, obviously someone would realize, right? If you weren't alive. Then it hit me. How would they know? I mean, if nobody saw it happen. I mean, it just now occurred to me, and I'm the one who's in the middle of it."